This is going to be just a quick introduction on how to get into Parks on the Air. There are some other programs that are out there. I'm not going to touch on them other than to say that they are out there. Some of them are there. Well, I am going to mention Flora Fauna, the Flora Fauna group. You can Google them, and they are worldwide. And a lot of our parks, in fact, all of our parks that I am aware of, all use the same designator number, so you can get credit in both groups that way. But what you also do when you get on the spotters, you become the DX, because you have people across the pond that are trying to chase these parks over here, and they want to talk to you. So you become the DX. It makes it a lot of fun. Parks on the Air was started by a small group. It's a 501c3 organization. And there are a lot of references in the area as I was talking about earlier. Basically already covered that. I looked up the state, I saw it on Facebook this afternoon. Somebody made the joke, says, okay, we've got 100 members, right? And with a smiley face, and Jim Johnson, which is one of the leaders of the group, posted that there are currently over 4,600 members, active members, or 4,600 members, and there's over 3,900 members that are active. So, and that includes activators and chasers, and we will cover that here in a few minutes later. Signing on to the voter web sheet, they don't store any passwords or anything. You sign in through some of your other accounts. I use my phone or my tablet, just pull it up, hit the Google button, and boom, I'm off and running. There again, there's over 10,000 locations in the U.S. and Canada, and they are adding to that daily. I saw a list of about 30 more parks that are getting ready to be opened up, or locations getting ready to be opened up here in Texas. Eisenhower's birthplace is actually one of them up in Denison. And just kind of give you an idea, that's up in Canada. They did their National Parks on the Air last year. This program was borrowed from Julianne. That was on the title page, and they did that. That ended in January, and I didn't make that change, didn't catch that change until after I was already finished and wrapped up. But that's just some of the parks that are up in Canada. The red ones indicated their National Parks on the Air locations. Here are some parks in our area, and I've highlighted the one that we are going to be at right here in the center. Basically, this is Hillsboro and Red River. You know, that's just north of the Red River. And then Shreveport on one end, and what is that, Abilene out on the west side. And if my voice gives out before this is over with, I'm recovering from the flu. I caught it last weekend, and today is actually my first day out of the house. What do I need to be activated in POTA? Of course, you need an amateur license. Any radio. I do know some guys that are they actually use handhelds, and it's not for for the whole time sum deal, but you get four or five guys out there working, and they'll take their handhelds and make park-to-park contacts up on their handhelds on 2 meter or 70 centimeters. You need some type of power source or AC power if you want. There are no rules about the type of power. Logging is only accepted on with an 80IF format, and several of your logging programs will generate that for you. It's just in the desire to have fun. Popular antennas are homebrew, you know, just a whole lot of them. I use the Wolf River Coil Take It Along. I operate that one on 17 to 80 meters. Now, granted, in 80 meters, it's very narrow, but you can get out there and you can work 80 meters, as well as my buddy pole. That's generally the two antennas that I go with. I will set up the Wolf River Coil if I'm by myself. Then we'll set up the buddy pole if we have two people. Depending on what his antenna is, if he has a vertically polarized antenna, I will use the buddy pole, and if his is horizontal, I will use the vertical polarized. Go ahead. And how do you activate a POA? You have to make 10 QSOs and a UTC day. In our area, that is 1800 to, or 6 o'clock in the evening to 1800 the following day. That's a UTC day. The works bands are also available. So like if you're working, if you're on field day weekend and you want to go do parks on the air instead of doing field day, you can do field day and do parks on the air. There was a group, several groups that did that. But if you want to do that, you can move off the crowded bands, go down to 17, put that in your repertoire, and you're off and running. And that's one of my standard bands that, you know, every time I go out, I will wrap it up to 17 just to try to get a few more contacts. They do recommend that you operate in the general band area, for the simple reason it widens your audience, and that's the only reason. There's no rule that says you have to. That's just you got guys out there, and they're wanting to chase you just as bad as you want to talk to them. And if he's a general sitting out there without the extra privileges, he can't get to you if you're operating in the extra portion of the band. And I'm going to go ahead and point out that a good way to do, now this is a good example for a name for your file. I would also put that in your email that you'll send to your coordinator. There's a coordinator for each one of the call sites, each one of the call numbers across the country. We use a guy named Jared over in Louisiana. You just email it to him, and he'll use that. Just put that in your subject line as well as the name on your log, and then he'll go ahead and send that right to you. How do you get started? Best way to start is you can self-spot. It's not like some of the contests or other things where you can't self-spot. On the POTA website, there's a spotting area. This is what it looks like. I just used the park that we're going to be at this coming weekend. I just picked a frequency and threw it up there, and you hit the spot, and then it's also tied with Slack. If you join Slack, it will immediately take that spot. Not only does it put it on your website, but it'll come through Slack, and it'll come right straight to your phone or your tablet, where you can see these spots coming up. You'll end up turning the notification off, especially if you're sitting in a meeting, because I think of during the day, even during the week, I mean, it's digging quite a bit. And of course, just calling CQ POTA. This is W5KZJ, and I'm at K4423. And just keep going. There's CW call out. You can use any mode. There's the FT8, and because I don't do FTA, I don't know what the call out is, but it's the very short string that you have. I believe it's the your call and the grid square. I think is what they require. And let's see, is there anything else there? No, go ahead. And there again, what are some of the advantages? One of the things that I have noticed that is so very nice, who's noise floor here at your home shack is below 5. Okay, below an S5. It is not uncommon, even the park where we're going to be, that you're going to be surprised at how quiet the noise is down at Herford Park, down south of the bush this weekend. You go up into Bonham State Park, and an S1, S2, if at all, if you have any noise at all. And you do become the DX, like I was saying before. You put the spot up there, and there's guys out there from home. If you want to be a chaser and you want to just work from home, check these spots out. You know, pull up the website, check the spots out, and go try to chase them all. There'll be some guys out there, and give them a shot. Go ahead. Other reason people enjoy POTA, it's accessible. There's lots of parks that, you know, there's several parks in this area that you can go to. You get to go outside, enjoy the outdoors, get to breathe fresh, clean air. Your office, and I've got a picture of where I was sitting in the Rocky Mountain National Forest a little later. Your office is beautiful. You know, it's gorgeous out there. And let's go ahead and back up. As a chaser, I didn't cover chasers very much. Like I said, you get to work from home. I've got a 857 in my pickup, and I was driving across Plano Parkway this afternoon and chased 3 parks in California this afternoon on 20 meters. You know, so you can do chasing from anywhere. When you're activating, you have to be within the boundary of the park. All of your equipment has to be within the boundary of the park. Okay. And these are just a few samples of some awards. These are activator awards. Park to park, I didn't talk about very much. A lot of things that you'll hear the guys hollering park to park, and what it is when you got one guy activated here, got somebody activated over there, and they'll holler park to park. Well, they want that because there's an award for it, and the awards are real easy to get. And sometimes I think they're too easy to get. You get where they're not sampled, but have you printed all of yours off, Bob? Have you printed all of your awards off? No. I don't doubt that. You can go ahead. There are just some examples of some other awards. The radar award, this one's kind of interesting. It's not one that I've done yet. I'm trying to decide if it's something I want to do here or if it's something that I want to go do somewhere else where the parks are a little closer together. Because what you do is you have to operate in, I think, 5 parks in a day. Now, to operate a park, to activate a park, you have to get 10 contacts, as we talked about earlier. Within the park, and depending on how you travel determines how far away those parks have to be. But when you live here, you know, if you go to Eisenhower, Then you go to Bonham. Well, that's a 45-minute drive, or 45 minutes to an hour to get set up, and then trying to do that five in a day, something like that. Yeah, you could probably do it, but it's going to be a long day. Go ahead. Okay. And there again, how does it work for hunters? Once you make the contact, your job is done. You will get credit when the activator turns in his log. So you don't necessarily have to keep track of a log to turn in, so that it's for you to get credit. That being said, the guys out there, I know for myself, I'm honest about my logs that I turn in. I'm not trying to be out here still. It's just the fact that you get to go out there and have a good time and have fun. And that you can just check your dashboard. And I'm trying to remember what it is. Okay, and these are basically what it would look like on the web page if you went and looked at what your the parts that you were looking at. I'm going to take the bottom, like the bottom two. He had one park where he made a contact on 40 meters in Florida, and then made another one in Maryland. Looks like both of them the same day. So, and both of them about 40 minutes from one another. So in other words, he saw the spot, went and chased one, then the next spot came out and he went and chased it as well. There again, check the POTUS scheduler. One thing that I didn't talk about, didn't take a shot of, was there's also a scheduler. If the guys know they're going to go out and be operating, they'll actually enter their schedule when they're going to be there. You can follow that and expect to find them there. That's a pretty good way to keep track of it. I don't do that because I don't have time to. Well, I don't take the time to do that, but I do chase them off the sling spots when they come through on my phone or my tablet. And obviously use the DX code contact and spot a operator on the POTA website if you talk to them and gives them the opportunity. And there's, you can set goals for yourself. There's comprehensive stats and awards to be done. This makes it a better operator. It just makes us better operator. It keeps us sharp. It's kind of like operating field day. If you like field day, it's like operating field day, whatever you want to. Okay. And some hunter awards. You've made 10 individual contacts. He actually talked to all the parks in Alabama, is what that one is. Go ahead. Things you should be, challenges that we come up with is terrestrial and weather. She said the solar weather. Gear failure. I had one where I got out, I took my battery off the charger. When I got an hour down the road, plugged it in, it was dead. So I ended up having to replace a battery charger. Didn't realize that I had a problem. Local QRM could be some difficult areas. There's any number of things that can cause it. Unable to see your Facebook or Slack. A lot of the guys post themselves on Facebook. I don't do that one, but I do post it for the Slack. Go ahead. And I'm gonna go ahead and take a couple of these. You guys can read these as well as I can. But one of the things that I'd like to point out is. Safety's first, always have flags so that you can flag tripping hazards. I know that Bob Tripton has it because he operates from his car. And I do that on occasion when I go out, I'll just operate from the car. But if you rush coax running along the ground, be sure and have some safety flags so that you can, so it's spotted. Or if you have guy wires, make sure that you have those flagged off so that you don't have somebody walking into it because you are in a public area. Checklists, yes. Walked off one day when I got out there, I didn't have a coax with me. You know, if I'd had a check, if I'd had my checklist up to date, I wouldn't have missed that. Let's go ahead. Other things is bug repellent, or insect proof, sunscreen, yeah, shade, or a hat. I've never carried an atlas and a map with me. I've always trusted Google Maps for the parks. If you're going to be working in the dark, of course, light, water and snacks. You're out there, make sure you know, I don't necessarily carry snacks with me, but I always carry water with me because you never know how long you're going to be out there. Haven't invested in a first aid kit, probably should. Go ahead. And I've got some pictures here, some folks that are just out activating. This is Tom, W-A-T-A-M. He's operating off a lake in Michigan. Good. And like I said, some of the guys operate from their cars. This is Brian over in Cherokee Landing State Park in Oklahoma. And we've got a couple here, got a couple brave souls operating out in the snow, and there's quite a bit of that that goes on. We've got the John is over in Quebec, operating one of the parks up there, and then in Belle Plaine State Park in New Jersey, Joe. And you can always take a friend with you, as Richard and Dixie, and out in Georgia at Rock Cut State Park in Illinois. And that is myself at the Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. Have an interesting story to go along with that. My wife was with me for this trip. We were out and while I was sitting there, and we were there in the spring when the bears were coming out and just getting active. We're in Cave Cove, which is in the national area, and there's a path where you can go drive around and watch the bears and stuff like that. And a couple of ladies very sheepishly walked up to my wife and says, "Are you tracking bears?" And my wife, of course, says, "No." If she tells the story, and I said, "Man, I sure wish not have got that one." I said, "Because yeah, I need right there." But that's it. Go ahead. This last Sunday, Ron Worthington, WX5A, was up at Bonham State Park, and that he did 167 contacts in about 2 hours. Looks like auto check got me on that one, on the spelling, and that's what his site map looked like. Go ahead. There again, we talked about photobanning on Facebook. There's a pretty active group on Facebook as well as Slack. A lot of questions, real-time answers that are answered. But there's a pretty good group on Facebook. They'll announce when they're going to go out, and that's a good way to follow it. There are a couple of them that do Twitter and Instagram, but I'm not a Twitter and Instagram type of person. But Slack is very good about question and answers. There's some guys that follow that pretty close that are in the know when it comes to stuff. And do you have any questions? Yeah.
Do you ever have issues with park personnel coming up wanting to know what are you doing and no, you can't do that here?
I have not experienced any of it. I do know that some of the guys have, because I go and operate primarily in Texas State, gone down to Texas State Park or Oklahoma, been over into Louisiana a couple of times. I'm in the state parks and they haven't bothered us. Now in the national parks, they get excited if you start throwing wires up in trees. Okay? They also will get excited if you start putting stakes in the ground. Which, you know, I'm going to put my stake in the ground and beg for forgiveness when you're on a deal like that. I get the wire up in the tree, you know, but they don't. For the most part, I have never had an issue.
Do you check in with them ahead of time, Andy? Or you
just... Most of the time I do. You know, if I'm going into the state park, rather than just driving through and paying my fee and going in, I actually get out and go inside. You know, I tell them I'm going to come inside and check in and tell them what I'm up to, tell them where I'm going. I invite them down. I've had the guys up at Eisenhower came out and visited with me about 20 minutes one day, just and had some interest in ham radio. I was down at Spring Creek Forest where we're going to be this weekend. I had a Garland officer was sitting there in the parking lot, was on the phone. And, you know, and I'm sitting there, because she was there when I got there. I went out there and I set up and I'm out there and I'm operating on the phone. And all of a sudden she comes up and asks me, what are you doing? Turns out she was just curious. And, she said, you know, I've got a teenage son that might be interested in that. I gave him one of my cards, and I've met with the kid a couple of times already. So it's also the opportunity to, you know, we get to share a hobby with people around us. There are a lot of people that quiz. I've got a flag that says Parks on the Air. It has that same, well, it's not on that one, but it has the same logo that we've been looking at all evening that I generally take with me and either hang somewhere where I'm at, you know, whether I throw a couple of strings over in a tree or something like that so that it hangs, or if I have the awning up, I'll hang it on the back of the awning. I hadn't been brave enough to put it on the buddy pole yet because I don't want to pull it over, you know. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
You said it takes 10 contacts to activate a park.
Yes, sir.
Do you go onto the website and just pull the park number before you go and then log your contact?
Yeah, I don't know how far back it is. The one with the map that had the spots on it. Okay, there we go. You know, each one of them, list where I showed you where the chaser was showing where he was chasing. There's a list of them that is like that on the website, as well as you have this map that you can actually click on, and of course it'll come up with something like that. It gives you the reference number, the name, and of course then you can go find the location.
So you don't have to go onto the website ahead of time and say, I'm going to activate this park.
No.
You just go and do it.
Just go and do it. Okay. I just go do it. You know, some of the guys do. It's available, but I just go do it. I'll spot myself. I generally during the week, I don't generally go on the weekends, but during the week I go, and it's not uncommon for me to do 75, 80 contacts in an hour and a half.
If you don't get to 10 contacts, do you still send that file in?
You do still send it in. Go ahead and send it in, because the people that, the chasers, that's how they get their credit. I have one activation, my first activation. I went to, I don't even remember where I was at now, but I made one contact, and it was because I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what I was up against until I got out there. And that's one of the things, as you go along, you keep learning new things about what works best, what doesn't, what to add, what to take away.
Are you running QRP, and what do you use for batteries?
Okay, I am not running QRP. I have a 35 amp hour lead acid battery and a 100 watt solar panel. And I'm running generally 90 watts. On a sunny day, I can run all day long and still have better than that. I do know some of the guys do run QRP. Some of them are using the, is it BioLeno? Is that the right term for the battery? They use those BioLeno batteries and using solar panels. Ron, the guy that had the map, he has a 180 watt solar panel using a BioLeno battery. And on a sunny day, he generally has more battery than when he started. You know, from the time it drained, what drained off when he was transporting it, he had more battery than when he started. And he's running Icon full blown 100 bucks. Any other questions? Yes.
If you are a military veteran, you can apply for a pass that gives you free access to all the federal parks.
That is great. In fact, I do. I don't have the military one, but I have the senior citizen one. Where I pay for that, it's a lifetime membership. I've got that. I also pay for the Texas State Park Pass, where you know all the entry fees are covered with it. Anybody that's in the vehicle, you know, and it's not uncommon for me to go for a couple of us to pile up the truck and take off and go. So it doesn't take long to pay for itself. I'm sorry?
$75.
Yeah, it's $75 for the yearly pass, yeah.
For Texas State
Park. And, you know, I'm going out. It's been 6 weeks since I've been out, but my wife has been recovering from a rotator cuff surgery. But I'm getting the itch. It's an addiction, guys. I'm telling you, you get out and you try it, and you get addicted to it.
So what bands are you successful on? What do you find is
a lot of the guys use 40. 40, 20 are of course probably the two bigger bands. A lot of the guys use 80 to try to get the close in contacts. I personally on a pretty regular basis run 80. I generally start with 80 in the morning. And go to 40, and then I'll go to 20, and then I'll wrap up with 17 on the Wolf River pole. Just trying to get the close in contacts. If I'm kind of later in the day, I'll save the 80 meter till the end of the day to, you know, try to make it as late as possible. But first thing in the morning, if you're out in the morning, 40 meters is pretty active.
Mostly vertical.
I generally run vertical. It's called the Wolf River Take It Along. We'll have it set up. If you're coming out Saturday, it's going to be set up on Saturday. It's a really easy antenna to set up. You don't need a tuner for it because you have a coil that you actually tune the antenna with. Very handy. I've got one that has a two-ring clip, so I can set it on 40 and 20. And to change bands, all I got to do is walk over to the antenna, pull the plug, put it on the other one. I'm good to go. Switch there, and then if I can do the others, I have to count clicks and retune. Any other questions? Well, I hope everybody gets the opportunity to come out and join us on Saturday. You're welcome. It looks like it's going to be a little cool Saturday morning, so be sure and bring, wrap up. I'm going to try to have a thermos of coffee with me, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out, so we'll see where it goes from there. And I'd like to thank Tim for inviting me to come speak.
One of the better presentations I've organized, so I'm kind of proud to have you in here. I may have to give this Park Zone here a try. I've worked with you guys just because I've tuned it around and I've heard them, and I figured, well, it's QSO, I might as well put something in the log, but I don't know, this sounds like a challenge. It's almost like an ongoing contest of sorts.
So, just one other question. Texas Parks does a Parks on the Air as well in April, third weekend.
Yeah, they have a, I'm not sure which weekend in April it is, but they do a Parks on the Air. But you know what's funny about that is when I was going to do that one April, the guys at Bonham didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
Now, well, Andy, the reason I asked about park people or park police,
yeah,
because I've seen articles or on QRZ of people say, yeah, I tried to operate the park and they came over and ran me off and said I couldn't run an antenna up off the back of my truck, you know. I didn't have a wire, didn't have stakes in the ground. The antenna scared them, and they told me I couldn't. That's why I was curious about that.
For the most part, what, like I said, what I've done when I go into a park, I tell them up front what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I tell them I'm a ham radio operator, and that I'm going to set up an antenna. I'm going to try to talk across the country. And so far, I have not had any issue.
Being kind and informative human, and you can do what you want.
Yeah, you got the satellite dish and missile tracking.
Yeah,
I like that. Out of all the parks you've worked, which is the best park that you've worked for getting communication to help?
Probably Eisenhower. And I go up into the Day area. If you're familiar with Eisenhower at all, I go all the way up to where the up in the Day area, up on the top of the hill there on the bluff.
I've actually done some of those cabins up there, and I've heard some of those cabins up there.
Yeah, well, this is actually past the cabins that's up there, up at the very end of the park, you know, at the main road, and it's setting right, and there's a bluff that drops right off. So I set up between the road and the bluff that drops off into the lake.
So higher the better.
Not necessarily. You know, the park that we're going to this weekend is in a hole.
Yeah.
And you still do good. Bonham is a good park.
Are you running radials out too to get a good ground on that rocky soil?
Yeah, I do. I run, kind of depends. I generally run three 33 foot ground radials.
So I'll give Andy a huge thank you.